播电台，台湾之音。
表弟系重重广播电台，推翻自信。
天台报告新闻。
Who's with Jonathan Izard?
President Bush is in India at the start of a three-day visit aimed at building a new strategic relationship between Delhi and Washington. Mr. Bush has described India as a natural ally of the United States, and his discussions will include a proposed deal on civilian nuclear cooperation.From Delhi, Chris Morris reports.
George Bush begins his official schedule in Delhi with a formal arrival ceremony at the presidential palace, followed by a wreath laying at Raj Ghat, the memorial to Mahatma Gandhi. Then it's down to political business in meetings with the Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. Both leaders hope they can finalize a deal to provide India with civilian nuclear technology. In return, India will open some of its nuclear facilities to international inspection.But the details have not yet been nailed down. There'll also be plenty of talk about greater economic links and discussions with delegations of Indian and American business leaders.
The United States says there was a big reduction last year in the amount of farmland in Afghanistan used to grow opium poppies, the raw material for heroin. State Department officials said the reductions were due to concerted efforts by the Afghan government to persuade farmers to switch to other crops. From Washington, Adam Brooks.
The United States government said it had good news. The amount of land in Afghanistan cultivated for poppies in 2005 decreased by 48%.
Javier Solana calificó la decisión de Chen Shui-bian como un acto provocativo. La cancillería de Francia reiteró la adhesión de su país a la política de una sola China y consideró.La decisión de Chen perjudica el estatus de la República de Taiwán y no favorecerá la paz y prosperidad de la región. El portavoz de la Cancillería rusa, Mikhail Kamenin, indicó que la decisión contradice las declaraciones hechas por Chen Shui-bian en el 2000 y el 2004.
Está separado porque
no
presento.
No, no, voy a empezar. He observado que tienes una especie de asistente hoy.
No, yo realmente no.
En la conducción.
Yo lo que necesito son otras cosas, pero no presentación.
No, pero de todas maneras, alguna que otra presentacioncita no te viene mal.
Sí, sí, sí.
Entonces.
陈水扁此举严重挑衅国际社会都普遍坚持的一个中国原则，既破坏了去年以来两岸关系出现和平稳定发展的良好势头，又极大地损害了台湾同胞的根本利益。美国首都华盛顿社区的华侨华人社团领导人在记者招待会上指出，陈水扁的言行使其台独本性暴露无遗，表明
The Communist Party of China says it will improve
some systems this year as part of the reform of the personnel system.
The organization department of the CPC Central Committee said the government is planning to bring in new rules for cadre evaluation. Over recent years, the CPC Central Committee has been adjusting the rules on cadre selection and evaluation in efforts to reduce corruption within the government. China is set to gear up its aid's intervention in the country's high-risk groups as a new regulation on HIV-AIDS prevention and control took effect Wednesday.Vice Minister of Health Wang Longbo said women offering sex service, drug users, homosexuals and their partners are among those who deserve special attention. Official statistics show that among China's 650,000 people living with HIV-AIDS, 44% were infected through drug injection and 43.6% through unsafe sex.Some 55 million Chinese farmers started paying into an old age pension plan last year, according to the Ministry of Labor and Social Security. By the end of 2005, China started collecting premiums for the pension plan from farmers in over 1,800 counties around the country, and so far has accumulated a fund of more than 30 billion yuan, or $3.25 billion US dollars. The present pension system is quite limited, as 65% of China's senior citizens live in the countryside, including 8.6 million seniors who live in poverty. China will step up its anti-money laundering enforcement by burning capital-intensive securities and insurance industries under surveillance. A senior official of China's central bank, the People's Bank of China, said regulators should make themselves ready for enforcing anti-money laundering laws in securities and insurance industry in 2006. But he did not mention when the actual enforcement will begin. China has issued a green book on women's development, the first comprehensive report on gender equality and women's development in the country. The green book was edited by a research institution under the All China Women's Federation. It summarizes the major achievements in raising the social status of Chinese women and realizing gender equality. And that's the latest news from CRI in Suzhou. After this break, Man Ling will be back with more news in detail. Stay tuned.
Working to bridge the cultural gap.
Narrowing the differences day by day.
From China for the world, this is CRI.
Welcome back to News and Reports on CRI. I'm Man Ling in Beijing. U.S. President George W. Bush, on an unannounced trip to Afghanistan, predicted on Wednesday that Osama bin Laden would be captured despite a futile five-year hunt. Bush pledged that bin Laden, the al-Qaeda leader, and other planners of the September 11, 2001 terror attacks would be caught. Asked about the search for bin Laden and of the president's long ago call for getting him dead or alive, Bush said the search for bin Laden and his associates continued.
I am confident he will be brought to justice.
What's happening is that we got U.S. forces on the hunt
for not only bin Laden, but anybody who plots and plans with bin Laden.
Bush spent just over 4 hours on the ground during his surprise visit at the onset of a South Asia trip. It was the first presidential visit to Afghanistan since the United States routed the Taliban and began a thus far fruitless five-year search for bin Laden in the region. There are about 19,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan, a number Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has said would be reduced to about 16,000 by summer. After Afghanistan, Bush headed for India, where he and his wife Laura, as well as U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, were welcomed by Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. Bush's trip to India is expected to focus on talks regarding a landmark U.S.-Indian nuclear pact. The nuclear pact is touted as the cornerstone of an emerging strategic partnership between the two countries, following nearly a half century of Cold War estrangement.
Japan应改变在历史问题上的错误认识，以实际行动改善韩日关系。新华社消息，哈萨克斯坦总统纳扎尔巴耶夫一号在议会联合会议上发表国情咨文时说，哈对外政策的优先方向不会改变。 加强同中国的互利合作仍将是哈对外政策的优先方向之一。纳扎尔巴耶夫说，同中国这样一个快速发展。
He also said that war should be the same for everyone and highlighted the need to have guarantees in certain strategic sectors such as energy. Mr. Zapatero said this after the president of the European Commission, José Manuel Durão Barroso, called on EU leaders to avoid what he called nationalist rhetoric. 29 people, including 18 Maoist rebels and 11 soldiers and police, were killed in a clash in western Nepal, according to a statement today by Nepal's defense ministry. The statement said the incident occurred yesterday in a remote area of the Agha-Panchi district, 220 miles west of the capital, Kathmandu.
Violence has surged since the Maoists ended a four-month truce in January after the government failed to match it, with more than 200 people being killed in clashes. More than 13,000 people have died in a decade since the rebels took up arms, vowing to overthrow the country's monarchy and establish a communist state. The Maoists have vowed to target Kathmandu and other towns, extending their revolt to cities from the countryside.
Germany's government today told pet owners to keep their cats indoors and the dogs on a leash after Germany reported a dead cat infected with bird flu.
Meanwhile, France sought to curb restrictions on its poultry exports, and Switzerland became the latest European country to confirm an H5N1 outbreak, saying that a duck found dead in Geneva last week was infected by the virus. Also today, the World Health Organization said that bird flu was the cause of death of an Iraqi man who died last January, taking its official tally for deaths from the virus to 94. The news from Spain.
Spain's Prime Minister, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, today announced he would reform legislation on victims of terrorism in order to end division in Spain over the possibility of negotiating with the Basque terrorist organization ETA in an effort to put an end to terrorist violence. Spain's main opposition party, Popular Party, says that it rejects all negotiations with ETA.
After emphasizing that victims deserve the support, solidarity, recognition and respect of their fellow citizens, Mr. Zapatero said it was important to remain united in the face of terrorist violence and announced that his government would send new legislation ensuring support for victims to Parliament before the summer holidays.
Spain's Interior Minister, José Antonio Alonso, said today that Spain would extend joint patrols with Moroccan police, both in the Mediterranean area and in the Atlantic.
Mr. Alonso also announced that liaison officials would be sent to Mauritania, Senegal and Cabo Verde so as to control illegal immigration to Spanish territory from those countries. Both initiatives are included in the so-called Seahorse Project, aimed at fighting against illegal immigration.
The news.
Colombia's President Álvaro Uribe, popular for improving security in Colombia's cities, launched his re-election bid today, promising to defeat Marxist rebels who still control much of the countryside. The Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, controls many rural areas and this week killed 9 town council members in the southwest province of Huila.
Opinion polls show the 53-year-old lawyer, whose father was killed by the rebels in the early 1980s, a strong favorite to win a second term in May. His main opponent is likely to be the Liberal Party's Horacio Serpa, who was defeated by Mr. Uribe in 2002.
And Chile and Bolivia today began an operation to remove anti-personal landmines laid along the border separating the two countries.
The operation is aimed at removing nearly 2,000 such mines as well as a further 400 anti-tank mines in the border area. The Chilean Defense Minister, Jaime Rabinet, and his Bolivian counterpart, Walker San Miguel Rodriguez, were both on hand for the start of the operation, along with high-ranking military officials from both countries.
End of Radio Exterior de España's news service for this evening.
This is Radio Exterior de España coming to you from Madrid. Spain, day by day. This evening in Spain, day by day, you'll be able to hear our weather report, sports news, and press review. Our Wednesday features Spain Here and Everywhere, Survival Spanish, and Spanish Columnists, and another lesson in our Spanish course.
And now for a bit of Spanish music. Here's the group Los Secretos, or The Secrets, with Bailando en el Desván, Dancing in the Attic.